Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Charles Greenfield discusses an exciting season coming up for Seraphic Fire with their founder, conductor, and artistic director, Patrick Dupre Quigley. Film critic Dan Hudak previews the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. With its mission to present live performances by innovative dance, music, and theater artists from around the world, support the development of new work by South Florida-based artists, and offer educational programs for students of all ages, Miami Light Project has become, in its 24 years, a principal mover and shaker in South Florida's multi-county arts environment. In fact, the organization has paved the way for South Florida's arts explosion. Reaching a diverse cross-section of communities, their extensive outreach effort has included partnerships with many other arts organizations, universities, and social service agencies. And with us today to tell us about their enticing new season of events is their artistic and executive director, Ms. Beth Boone. And Beth, great to have you back here on South Florida Arts Beat.
It's great to be here, Ed. Thank you for inviting me.
I would love to do a show just on your educational background, but since we only have a certain amount of time on the show today, tell me, after your college years and your experience in New York theater, it seems that opera might have called you. You relocated here to Miami in 1995, and what brought you here?
Sun and sunshine and warm weather.
And that's a great tan, I must say.
Well, thank you. I was tired of freezing in New York. Go back often, but I'm really glad to have put roots down here.
But you started working as a director of development at the Florida Grand Opera.
Yeah, well, associate director.
Yes, I did.
And moved on 2 years later to Miami-Dade College, working in their Department of Cultural Affairs. And then I became the director of Miami Light Project in 1998.
What did you bring to Miami from your arts administration experience that we didn't have down here?
Well, I think I added to things that were going on already and perhaps brought some new perspectives. But I had a particular interest right away in internationalizing our programs and in developing new work with Miami-based artists in particular. I really felt like at the time that we developed the Here and Now program, as it has become kind of our signature program at Miami Light Project, there were not a lot of programs, or perhaps none in existence, that were really focusing on commissioning and presenting new work by Miami-based artists, and then working on the professional development of those artists and helping them to take their work throughout the country and around the world to keep their work alive. I really feel like in order to have a vibrant arts community, we need to have a lot of vibrant artists who live here. And we do.
Well, no doubt you have helped the careers of hundreds of such artists. Let's talk about the great artists you have coming in for this season, the 13-14 season. Tiger Lilies, huh?
Okay, so the Tiger Lilies are not to be missed. We're opening our 24th Contemporary Performance Series with them. They're described in all kinds of wonderful ways, but sort of anarchic.
And they're from there,
not anarchic. They're from London. Anarchic Brechtian blues trio. They sing savage songs about drug addicts and losers and prostitutes. And it's very dark, a cabaret. It's just, they're really wonderful. We actually presented them 2 years ago during Sleepless Night at 2:30 in the morning on Miami Beach in the pouring rain. And that's a true story. And people, there were like 200 people there. I think there was a lot.
Well, in that vein, here's my wish list. Tom Waits, please. Tom Waits.
No, are you kidding me? We would love to have Tom Waits, but every time I've inquired, we're told, he doesn't.
I don't go to Florida.
So.
We continue on with, please pronounce her name for me, Nora?
Nora Cipalmari, who is a just extraordinary choreographer, dancer, thought leader. And we actually presented her 2 years ago at our space in Wynwood, the Lightbox. We presented her together with Miami-Dade College. And we are doing so again this year in January, presenting a piece called Miriam, which is her first character-based choreographic piece. And, you know, it sold out the last time.
Wow.
People really, really love this artist. She had danced formerly with Urban Bush Women. This is a piece about Miriam Makeba, and it has
great African musician,
yes,
singer.
And it has original music by Cuban pianist Omar Sosa.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really beautiful piece in January.
Tiger Lilies, November 1st and 2nd at the Lightbox, their wonderful home, the marvelous facility for of Miami Light Project. Tiger Lilies, November 1st, 2nd. Nora Chipalmery, January 24th, 25th. February 7th and 8th, once again, the Global Cuba Fest, featuring a number of performers.
Yes, Global Cuba Fest has come to be known as one of our strongest programs as well. We present it together with Fundarte. We started the program 6 years ago. It was launched, actually, in the Spiegel Tent, for people who remember that great tent that was put up on Miami Beach, and then we did it for a number of years at the Bandshell. But we are moving all of our programs this year to our home in Wynwood at the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse. So Global Cuba Fest has a new angle to it. It's happening in Wynwood, and this year we have an amazing lineup. We have Denai Suarez, who's a lovely singer, chanteuse, just beautiful jazz, hip-hop, fusion of music, great vocalist. We have Yusa, whom
we opened up the segment,
yes,
with.
Yes, we did. Who's a singer, songwriter, and really is considered like a great representation of contemporary urban Cuba.
That's February 7th.
Yes. And then our headliner for Global Cuba Fest 2014 is MacArthur Genius Award winner Daphnis Prieto. He's a drummer. He's coming with his quartet. We presented him in our very first Global Cuba Fest back at the Spiegel Tent, and he's just a genius. He is truly a genius.
Daphnis appearing February 8th. And the Miami Light Project's Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse, located in the exciting Wynwood Arts District at 404 Northwest 26th Street. You can call them at 305-576-4350. Go to their website. So much information, MiamiLightProject.com. And we're racing to get through your marvelous season coming up. Thaddeus Phillips will be performing March 6th through the 8th. A brief description of him.
Well, 17 Border Crossings is the name of the piece that Thaddeus is doing. He's a rising, important theater figure in throughout the country. And this is a piece that he developed about his experiences of, traveling and crossing borders and in sort of this modern day of travel restrictions.
It ain't easy.
Yes, it's a really beautiful theater piece, followed by Timur and the Dime Museum. It's this avant-garde pop vaudevillian musical group. We're kind of referencing them as dark glam opera, punk opera, if you can imagine such a thing. Timur Bekbosunov is the founder. They're based in Los Angeles, actually, but he's been profiled in LA Weekly as one of the best of in Los Angeles. We saw him at the Prototype Chamber Opera Festival in New York City last year, and just I thought it was a home run. So really excited about bringing him to South Florida.
That's April 18th and 19th, and of course you wrap up your year of magnificent productions with the Here and Now, May 8th and through the 17th. And unfortunately, Beth, we've run out of time. We also want to mention that you have great rental space available at the Lightbox.
Yes.
Office space, performance space, event party space. And it's a marvelous location you have there. You have so much to offer. And you want to work with other arts groups. So
we do.
For more info, go to MiamiLightProject.com or email them at info@MiamiLightProject.com. And we want to say thank you, Beth Boone, Artistic and Executive Director of the Miami Light Project and the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse in Wynwood, for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Ed.